DTA Interim Commissioner Stacey Monahan stopped in Pittsfield yesterday evening as just one of several visits she's making soliciting comments from community members across the state. At the end of the multi-city tour, a report with all the information will be submitted to the legislature and the governor's office for consideration. Monahan said that she was pleased with the variety of concerns brought to her attention at the Pittsfield meeting.
I was really impressed by the high level of the dialogue here tonight and the ideas that people brought forth.
Of the handful of residents who articulated their concerns with the agency was Mike Morelli, an AmeriCorps paralegal working with the Benefits Department of the Pittsfield Office of Community Legal Aid, an organization that provides legal assistance to low-income and elderly households in Western and Central Massachusetts. Morelli said that changes should be made to the lump sum regulations for recipients of cash assistance dollars, such as in a legal settlement situation.
Well, when they get the lump sum by regulation, in most cases they may have to spend that money down, so they're not able really to keep that money, and in fact they could lose their benefits for a number of months if they can't spend the money down appropriately within the DTA regulations.
Morelli said that it would be important for clients he works with for the DTA to expand exemptions on paying down a lump sum to be able to cover the cost of securing housing, public transportation, or other unrelated outstanding debts. He advocated for the DTA to allow recipients of cash assistance benefits to build an asset account with a lump sum payment.
Have DTA, have an asset account that maybe is for a specific purpose, so they're not being penalized when they get the lump sum amount, and maybe they can have that account for education or for transportation to buy a car or something like that, but it's like a dedicated account for a specific purpose.
Janice Broderick, executive director of the Elizabeth Freeman Center, an organization that provides assistance and shelter for victims of domestic violence, said that cash assistance benefits for survivors should be increased to allow families to secure housing.
When people leave an abusive situation, they generally have no money. And so those benefits need to be livable, so that people can survive, because otherwise people will sometimes not leave a situation of abuse if they can't shelter and feed their families, or they may return to the abusive situation so that they can survive.
Broderick also advocated for more access to the agency in Berkshire County. Currently, DTA offices exist in Pittsfield and North Adams. She said that those in need in the southern Berkshires are without a nearby office or adequate public transportation to a DTA facility. Broderick also seeks more DTA support for education and training and to eliminate the cash assistance family cap rule. Concerns were also heard about increasing the DTA's involvement with assisting families finding more affordable housing. Interim Commissioner Monahan said that many of the ideas she heard at the hearing were consistent with comments she's been receiving in other parts of the state.
It is a consistent theme. I mean, I think that our caseloads are a consistent theme, that we need to do something to give relief to our workers and to be able to better serve our clients. Some of the domestic violence issues that came up tonight is something that is a common theme. So absolutely there's some common themes, but this was really well presented. I think everyone who presented tonight did a great job.
The listening tour is just one part of the DTA's recently launched 100-day action plan to improve a department that was revealed earlier this year by the State Inspector General's office to be potentially wasting up to $25 million annually by providing benefits to ineligible recipients. The 100-day action plan also includes data matching for the Registry of Motor Vehicles to ensure state residency for beneficiaries, and also through the Department of Revenue to verify income. A focus will also be placed on verifying school attendance for children. Other reforms will focus on enforcing rules for the use of EBT cards and monitoring of the SNAP food assistance program. An external audit is also being launched on the DTA to uncover any other areas in need of improvement, among other actions intended to restore public integrity. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.